We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Grab your exclusive Fan merchandise from the Fan store now. Visit 937thefan.com/store to get your Fan gear made by Fanatic Impressions. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll look forward to hearing from him. Mike Tomlin about ready to meet the media at Steelers training camp as they get ready to break camp after 3 weeks. Obviously, the tragic death of Darryl Drake, the wide receiver coach. Tomlin addressed that extensively on Tuesday. I'm sure it'll be pretty much business as usual today. We're going to let you hear what Tomlin has to say as soon as we can. Mason Rudolph already telling reporters at camp that he's going to be the starting quarterback Saturday night at home against the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now we're talking about the Pirates, the Tyone news yesterday. What are they going to do for pitching? They weren't going to have Tyone at least for a portion of next year anyway. Now they're not going to have him at all. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Ron and see if you have any solutions, Ron. What can the Pirates do?
I don't know, Ron.
I don't know either. That's the problem. I don't know either.
But I would like to know. This is a serious question. I would like to know what's going on in the head of a Pirate fan, a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. Unlike the other two professional teams in Pittsburgh, those fans, if we don't win a championship, are upset at the end of the year. So what's going on in the head of a Pirate fan with, you know, like a previous caller said, they have a nice little nucleus starting to build, but unless they add to that nucleus, it's going to be time and time again failure.
Well, I mean, that's the same old story, Ron. I mean, we've been so used to the losing around here. They had the 20 years in a row after 92, and then they had the three really good years, 13, 14, 15. They couldn't win a division, but they made the playoffs as a wild card. You know, in 13, they took St. Louis to five games, and he had a chance to really wrap it up at home in four games, and that's when Michael Wacha just somehow outpitched Charlie Morton. And then the next 2 years, they lost to Bumgarner, and then they lost to Arrieta, the 98-win team in 15. I thought was good enough to win it all. Now we're back to where we were before, and it's frustrating. And I certainly get that from all Pirate fans. I'm sure they feel very frustrated by the way things are going, and then after this Tyone injury, it certainly can't help, you know?
No, you think it will ever come to a point where they will, obviously the attendance is dropping. You think it will ever come to the point where the attendance drops so bad?
Well, they've lost a million people. They went from 2.5 to 1.5. 2.5 in 15 attendance million and dropped to 1.5 last season. Now, I guess it's up a little bit now. We'll see how the rest of this season finishes out. But, you know, the Pirates, as all baseball teams, are lucky. You know, it's still a wonderful night out to go to a game. Sit outside, beautiful summer night. You know, the price isn't outrageous. It's still, you know, they benefit from that a little bit. But, you know, people, I never tell people how to spend their money. If they want to spend it, fine. If they don't want to spend it, that's fine, too. But I don't know what the solution is. I'm glad we still have baseball. I just wish it was a little better. I'm like anybody else. Let's go to Scooter in the South Hills. Hey, Scooter, how are you?
Ron, hello. As always, great job flying solo.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. You calling makes it a little better for me. Thank you.
Thank you. As far as the Pirates, you know, the previous caller just said they have a good nucleus. I don't know what that means because I don't know what that nucleus even is.
Well, I think, and I've said this, I've said this too. I mean, obviously the pitching is just not even nearly good enough, starters or relievers. But, I mean, Bell's going to end up, has a chance to hit 40 home runs and drive in 120 runs. Reynolds has a chance to win the batting title as a rookie. I like Newman. Marte's had a pretty good season. The lineup isn't terrible. The pitching staff has been terrible.
I like watching Reynolds play. That's the only reason I still watch every game is to follow him. Bell, I don't know how well
you must not have enjoyed Reynolds last night. He had a tough night in left field.
That happens. We all have bad days at work.
Let a ball get by him. We ended up being like an inside the park home run and then misplayed the fly ball, went 0 for 3. Hey, I like the kid too. You don't enjoy watching Bell? I mean, he's starting to swing the bat good again?
I do. I just don't know how long it is going to last with him. I don't know if that carries over to next season. I'm not sure about that. But as far as the pitching, there is not one pitcher. We talk about next year's starting staff. There's not one pitcher I trust on that staff. And that's starters and going all the way through the bullpen until you get to Vasquez. And I don't even know why he's still in a Pirate uniform as of 14 or 15 days ago. I don't trust any of that. We don't have a solid third baseman. We don't know what we have at the middle infield. We don't have a solid catcher. I do not trust this manager. I do not know why he got an extension when our football coach only got a one-year extension. I do not trust that pitching coach anymore. And I'm not going to say anything about the owner because we all know what we know about that. I do think that Major League Baseball, when that CBA comes up, and if that's who deals with it, I think they need to institute a floor and ceiling cap.
Well, they're not. You know, okay, Scooter, I'm okay with you until you say that. It's not going to happen. There's not going to be a salary cap in baseball. There just isn't.
All I'm saying is that's just my opinion.
Your opinion is, but it's kind of irrelevant because it isn't going to happen. They're not going to have a salary cap, and they're not going to lock out the game. The NHL owners locked out the players to get a salary cap. That's because most of the owners were losing money. Most of the owners now. Scooter, you had your say. Now will you listen? Let me talk, okay?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
The owners in baseball are making a ton of money. They don't want to shut the game down to get a salary cap. It's not going to happen. In hockey, they shut it down because most of the owners were losing money. If most of the owners were losing in baseball, they would shut it down. It isn't going to happen. So your opinion that you want it is great, but it's not going to happen.
Well, my last point as far as when it comes down to people talking about attendance and things like that, the ownership is not going to care because we all know somebody's going to pocket at least $55 million this year in their pocket. They don't care if that team wins one game or 162 games. And they obviously do not care how many fannies are in those seats, Ron. Great job. Have a great day.
I don't know how much you're going to make this year. Every one of these owners is making a lot of money. There's no question. Somebody called asking about the basic agreement in baseball. It is up after the 2021 season, so we got two more years. Football, it's up after 2020, which is next season. That's why both sides are already trying to get ready for a possible work stoppage, even though in the same breath they're saying, oh, we're optimistic, we're going to get something done. We'll see. It always comes down to this billionaires fighting with millionaires, right? Nobody really wants to see that. All right, Tyone injuries on the table. Where do the Pirates go next year with pitching? 412-928-9370. Man, I'll tell you, it's a real kick, this Tyone news. I'm not totally surprised, but that doesn't mean that it's not a kick in the gut, that's for sure. All right, before we go to a break, I wanted to tell you that earlier this spring, Dietz and Watson people came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in trying out their grillable meats, and I said, sure, absolutely, I'd love that. I love a cookout as much as anybody. I tried it. I love the Dietz and Watson meats. I'm a hot dog guy myself. I love Dietz and Watson's deli beef franks and black Angus franks, 100% premium beef. I take mine, a lot of sauerkraut, a lot of mustard. That is good eating for me. I've also fallen in love with the chicken sausages, the original Dietz and Watson, buffalo chicken sausage, the Asiago, and spinach chicken sausage. Both are made from 100% chicken, no additives, no antibiotics ever. It's good eating. I've cooked them out. I've had friends and family over. Everybody loves it. I love to see the satisfied smiles on my guests' face after they have Dietz and Watson grillables. Go to Giant Eagle, your local Giant Eagle or Market District, to get all of your Dietz and Watson meats. You can learn more at DietzandWatson.com. Dietz and Watson, it is a family thing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.